if we alter the brain, if we connect it to synthetic forms of intelligence, what might be the result of it? And what? And one of the things that they're looking at appears to be like a synthetic form of telekinesis, where our soldiers on the battlefield, they will be wearing regional Wi-Fi bubbles over their heads. I mean, there will be regional Wi-Fi bubbles over their heads. They will be wearing a thing that's really no bigger than a Bluetooth, the way they described it, George. It's something that just hangs on their ear or it's inside their helmet,
yeah.
But it can read the neural processes of the brain. And what that will allow the soldiers to do is to communicate one with each other underneath these giant regional Wi-Fi bubbles, but they'll also be able to control robotic craft, the drones that we're putting in the air right now, the robotic tanks, basically everything's going to robotics, and those machines will be controlled just by the processes of the soldiers on the field thinking about what they want those devices to be able to do. So that's not really remote viewing, but it is a form of telekinesis. Now, the second way, though, that remote viewing could happen as a result of human enhancement really goes to some of the stuff that some of the transhumanists themselves, some of the world's leading transhumanists talking about. For instance, Professor Nick Bostrom. He's the director of the Future of Humanity Institute, and he's a professor at Oxford University. People can go to his website, nickbostrom.com, and read all the various things that he's talking about. This guy's not to be taken as a crackpot. He is an intellectual. He is a philosopher, and he is very correct. And I would, even though his worldview and my worldview are on opposite, polar sides of the planet, I would say that almost everything he is saying is going to come to pass. And one of the things that he's talking about, George, is how through human enhancement, we are going to change human perception. We're going to be able to see into other realms. We're going to be able to see into other dimensions. Now, when you first bring some of this stuff up, it sounds so incredible that you think, well, the guy's got to be a nut job or something. But then you realize that shamans throughout history have used psychoactive drugs, various things that can alter the perception of the brain that then opens gateways to communication, let's say, with other intelligences. And for those Christians that might be listening and thinking that this is not correct, it's also biblical. The Bible uses the term pharmakia, the use of drugs that will have an effect upon the brain for opening contact with other kinds of intelligence. Now, what Bostrom and some of the other transhumanists are thinking is that as we begin to remanufacture humans, we're going to enhance our genetic structure. We're going to blend ourselves with animals and plants and synthetic forms of life through these modern sciences, including recombinant DNA technology, genetic engineering, transgenics, all that. But as a result of doing it, we can look to the animal kingdom and we can see some of the things that animals do. Animals, sometimes almost seem to have a sense of precognitive.
Oh, sure. Look what happened during the Indonesian tsunami. They all headed for the hills.
They headed for the hills. And why are they doing that? Now, it's, in one way it would be easy to say, well, maybe they kind of feel the vibrations of the earth and understand what it means in ways that we don't. Well, that might be true. But there's another thing that animals can do, and once again, also based on the Bible, they can see into what we call the spirit world. Balaam's donkey, you and I have talked about that before. They have sonar, magnetic orientation, sensors for electricity and vibration. I mean, they have all kinds of what we would call extra-human or ultra-human abilities. And what might it mean then when we start augmenting ourselves, when we start altering ourselves, when we start merging ourselves with the animal kingdom? This is actually seen as a very positive thing by some of the leaders of transhumanism. And I think, frankly, that they are correct, that it will open new modes of perception. That's the term that Bostrom uses, new modes of perception.
Well, in a strange way, though, Tom, we are, I've got a friend of mine who has a pig valve. He's got a cow's aorta in his body. So, they are mixing animal parts with humans, but I guess what you're saying is they're going to do it even more.
Well, they're not only going to do it more. I'm talking a couple of things. One, altering the brain itself, altering our brain so that it's not only no longer entirely human, but it won't be a human in any sense that we've ever understood that. And also, George, germline genetic engineering. Germline genetic engineering is also poised to begin. We're doing tests with this right now. We're doing it at the embryonic level. But this is a science that has the potential to actually achieve the goals of even the early eugenics movement, the creation of the Übermensch, through genetically modifying human genes in really early embryos, sperm and eggs, like that. And as a result, then, it wouldn't just change the person that's been altered. It changes everything downline from that person. It would truly have the power to reassemble the very nature of humanity into post-human by altering an embryo's every cell, leading then to inheritable modifications extending to all succeeding generations. So that's there is a great deal of information to this, and so I don't want to get bogged down in, you know, because I'm not even a pseudoscientist, let alone being a scientist. but I am a researcher, but my background is in divinity, and so when I hear, you know, talk about we're going to merge ourselves with animals, and as a result of merging ourselves with animals, we're going to be able to see into these new modes of perception, potentially even into the spirit world. Did you know that at Arizona State University, the Templeton Foundation has been hosting for the last 3 years a long series of lectures into transhumanism and the coming human enhancement revolution? And as a result of the lectures that they're hosting there, they've had all these students asking basically the same kind of questions that I've been asking. Mm-hmm. Okay, but what if we are more than just a biological construct? What if there's something more to man? What if you don't just die and that's the end? What if we are soul, not just the mind, but we are soul, we are spirit? And what if there are other intelligences that are all around us? By altering ourselves, might we, you know, somehow come in contact with them? And so, interestingly, Arizona State University just this last year launched a brand new project called the SOFIA Project. And you can go to ASU's website and click on the SOFIA Project tab, and it explains exactly what it is about. It is to verify and or possibly make contact with, and then they list, angels, demons, ghosts, a universal mind, God, so the spirit world. That's what they want to be able to do.